Just as sheep without a shepherd become scattered, the church become fragmented and blown around with every wind of doctrine.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. What are pastors and what is their role? Listen on to a Bible study given at Bethel Strict Baptist Chapel, South Chard, England, in December 2023.
Our subject this afternoon is pastors, and this is continuing on from earlier considerations we've had on the Church of God, God's Church. And a few weeks ago we looked at the office or role of deacon, and today we're looking at the office of pastor. So why is it important for us to look at these things and see what the scriptures say? Well, as I've said before, the church is God's church, and it's not for us to decide how things should be done ourselves or to decide what roles there should be in the church ourselves. But we need to look into God's word and see what he has laid out for the church. And if we were to do things our own way, it wouldn't be God's church. And so it's important that we understand what God has laid out for his church, what God has ordained, ordered, should be done in his church. So what then is the role of a pastor? Well, as I've said, a pastor is mainly devoted to the spiritual aspects, the spiritual well-being of the church. And we can see from the chapter we read in Ephesians 4 and verse 11, this is Jesus. Jesus, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And the body of Christ is the church. Now, we have here apostles and prophets and evangelists. And I was reading John Gill and Matthew Poole and John Calvin, and they all agreed that the roles of apostles and prophets were for a limited time only. The prophets were used by God to proclaim his word and often to predict the future, and that was before the complete scriptures were written. And they were used for a specific time. And the same with the apostles. The apostles were used by God as the founders of the early church. They were the ones who were given special gifts. They were able to heal and do many things. They had many extraordinary gifts. And they were those that had seen Jesus. And they were used for the establishing of the church. But that was only for a limited time. And also the evangelists mentioned here. Timothy was an evangelist. He went round with the apostles. But the pastors, he gave some pastors and teachers. And these are not for a limited time. But pastors are is an office of the church for all time. And again, there's between those three men that I said I had read, there is a disagreement about whether pastors and teachers are the same thing or whether they're separate. So Matthew Poole and John Gill think that pastors and teachers is the same, but John Calvin thinks that they can be distinct offices. But leaving that to one side, a pastor should definitely be somebody who teaches the flock, teaches the church. And as we look into verse 12, we see what the purpose then of a pastor is in the New Testament church. The New Testament church, we're in the New Testament. It's for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And a pastor is, another word for a pastor we might say is a shepherd. A shepherd is to feed the flock. And God's people are likened to sheep in Scripture. And so the role of a pastor is to feed and care for the flock and to bring the gospel to sinners. Now, we should notice that with this verse 11, it says he gave, Christ gave, has given the church pastors. And we might think that we don't need pastors, we can manage quite easily without them. We might think that we have a better way of doing things, but this is Jesus' gift to the New Testament church. This is what he has ordained, that the New Testament church would have pastors. And if we look into back into the Old Testament, and we go to Ezekiel 34, verse 5, we read, "And they were scattered, because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered." Just as sheep without a shepherd become scattered without one to care for them, that applies to the church. Without one to care for them spiritually, they can often become fragmented and blown around with every wind of doctrine. This is one of the reasons that Paul gives in Ephesians for pastors, to stop that from happening. And the sheep might think that they're fine without a shepherd. They might think that they're fine wandering off on their own, but as the sheep leaves the fold, he doesn't realize the danger he's in. And so just as the sheep that are scattered become prey to the beasts of the field, so the individual members of a church on their own can be more subject to the temptations of Satan. And so we see that Christ, the good shepherd who has laid his life down for the sheep, he has ordained pastors for the good of his church, for the good of never-dying souls, for the good of sinners. And we see throughout his word that Christ cares for the sheep. They are his peculiar treasure.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.